So Declan, just before we look ahead to the match against Antrim on Saturday, your second game in the Dr. McKenna Cup competition, a lot of players out and about this week with college's action, a ticket, everybody came through unscathed, did they?
Yeah, not so bad, Oisín. Yeah, a lot of football being played now, early season, but yeah, to balance that, really, getting players time on the pitch and then making sure that they're getting their recovery, and also, so yeah, we're looking forward to the match. The players came through unscathed, all right, and you know, big result for the LYT, which was great against Carlow, and yeah, we get ready now for Saturday's match against Antrim, and you know, Antrim had a good victory over Down on Tuesday night, so yeah, another good test for us.
Yeah, and just going back to last week, 9 senior debuts, Declan, you handed out to the young boys. A lot of them players, of course, part of the development squad. It was a big occasion for them young men, and I'm sure it made their week pulling on the senior jersey and making their bow for the county.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of young lads, and you know, those guys have been in over the last maybe 6-8 weeks training with us, and you know, deserve to get their opportunity. And yeah, it was great to see it, and you know, they all fared well, and as I said, it was nice to come out on the right side of a victory also, and no, it was good occasion, and you know, good Donegal support there too on the Friday evening. So as I say, we're into game two now, and some of those young guys will get more game time this weekend.
Yeah, is the starting lineup going to differ much this week from last week, Declan?
Yeah, there'll be a number of changes, Oisín. There'll be a number of changes to the squad, all right. So, you know, a couple more of the experienced players will come back into the 26, namely Paul Brennan will come back into the 26, Jamie Brennan will come in, Jason McGee will be there, maybe one or two more. We're just keeping an eye. We have another session to get in before then. But, yeah, should be a number of those guys. We need to get that balance right also, because we're only 2 weeks out now from the start of a hectic and a very challenging Division 1 campaign. So yeah, we've got to be aware that we do need that experience back in the squad too.
Yep. Just a note on that game in 2 weeks time, Declan, will the starting lineup now in a couple of weeks in that opener against Mayo differ much from the side which started the last game in the championship in 2021 for you? Would it be far off being similar to that?
There's not going to be huge changes. There will be changes, yeah. There will definitely be changes. Will it be? A lot of things can change, Oisín, over the next number of weeks. You know, there's a number of games to be played, and hopefully we can get another game into the McKenna Cup. There's going to be at least a couple of more Sigerson Cup games, and we have at least 12 or 15 of the squad playing Sigerson at the present. So there's a lot of things can change now over the next 2 weeks. So maybe the team that I'm in my mind at the minute to start against Mayo could definitely differ in 2 weeks' time. So yeah, we take it every training session as it comes, and also every game as it comes, and hopefully that we can get these players through now the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and the plan obviously is, Declan, to be playing matches over the next couple of weekends and the lead up to that. And if you are going to do that, you need a victory on the road against Antrim on Saturday.
Yeah, listen, it's a winner take all in terms of getting into another competitive match, which if you do get over Saturday, it's fixed like for Tuesday night, which will clash with Sigerson games. But listen, it's that's what we're going into Portland on Saturday, looking for a performance and looking to get a result, and looking at getting another competitive match so we can get a few more players back in the pitch.
Yep. Antrim pulled off a result against Down this week. I'm sure you had that game watched, Declan. What do you make of the opposition for the weekend?
Yeah, no, listen, Enda McGinley's come in there over a year ago now, and then into his second year, and he's done a really good job. You know, they put a strong fight up against Armagh in the Championship during the summer, a good league campaign. You know, they've started this season now, they've been training really well. So, yeah, good result up in Uri, never an easy place to go to get a result, and they played well on the night and deserved their victory. So, yeah, it'll be a good test for us now on Saturday, and for these lads that are getting the opportunity to start in the match. So we know it's not going to be easy, but again, this is where you want a good challenge, and we get that from Enda McGinley and Antrim on Saturday. Stephen Neal's also in there as a coach, so yeah, no, they're well organised.
Yeah, have you ever played ball in Port Glenowen before?
No, never had the opportunity. I'm looking forward to going up there, and the playing surface is meant to be very, very good, and it's a big pitch, but it's a good surface, very good surface. So yeah, looking forward to getting up there. Pasture's new, so yeah, looking forward to it.
All right then, Declan, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck at the weekend.
Okay, thanks, Oisín.